Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Alan Reed, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, R. Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Darkness.
Just look at this newspaper. Trumble, trumble, trumble. Everything what you read in the newspapers today is just be trumble. Somebody's killed. Everybody wants for to fight each other. You know, it should be a law where you can't start a new war till they get through paying for the old one. Look at that. Somebody else is getting a divorce. Oh, my. There's so many divorces, especially out here in Hollywood. I heard two kids talking yesterday. One kid said to the other, "Who's your father?" He said, "John Jones." He said, "He's not so hot. I had him last year." Oh, my, look at this item here. One of the big contractors what is putting up veterans' homes had for to stop building them right in the middle. Ran out of Scotch tape. Oh, here comes Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Oh, my God. Hi. I'm trying to straighten the books out, and there's a couple of things that I don't understand.
Yeah, what is it, Betty?
Well, you have an entry here that you had a girl by the name of Lanes working for you.
Oh.
What'd she do?
Lanes?
Mm-hmm.
I never had no girl working for me by the name Lanes.
Well, you must have had, Parkey, and you paid her quite a lot of money. It's right here in the book, and it's in your handwriting. Here it is. Miss Lanes.
Let me for to see that. Oh, well, that don't be Miss Lanes. That's miscellaneous, you see.
Well, Parkey, that scrawl surely doesn't look like it says miscellaneous to me.
No, Betty, I admit what it's done be very plain. I guess I must have written that while I was in the subjunctive mood, you see.
Well, it's all straightened out now. Mm. Oh, say, incidentally, don't forget we're taking inventory tomorrow night.
Again with that inventory?
Mm-hmm.
Betty, why do we got for to bother for to take inventory every year?
Well, you have to take inventory, Parkey. Mm. That shows what condition your business is in.
I know what condition my business is in. Rotten. I know that.
Now, Parkey, we're going to conduct our business in a business-like way, and tomorrow night we're going to take inventory.
Okay, but this year you got for to give me another job. I mean, I'm not going to count all those beans again. Just let's put down roughly 800,000 beans and we'll let it go there.
Okay, Parkey. I better get back to the office and finish up these books.
Yeah, okay, Betty. Well, I Betty Sylvia, fine girl. Oh, yes, is somebody fixing you up?
Could I have a word with you?
Yes, what word would you like?
Stick him up.
Stick him up? Wait a minute, that's three words.
Look, I'm going to say just one more word to you, and if you don't stick him up, I may have to shoot.
Shoot? That's the word I was waiting for, yes.
That's it. Hands up, good and high.
Yes.
Now, if it isn't too much trouble, would you kindly open the cash register and hand over all the money?
How could I open up the cash register with my hands up in the air?
You may lower your right arm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a gun, you know, even though you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in my pocket. I'm pointing it at you right here through my coat.
That's perfectly all right. You don't got to convince me no further. That's all
right. I just hate to have to shoot you, you know.
You'd hate it. You wouldn't hate it half as much as I would. Okay, here's all my money.
Thank you. Honestly, I so dislike taking all this money away from you.
It's perfectly all right. You see, we're taking inventory here tomorrow night, and that will be one last thing what we'll have to count.
I know I'm kind of nosy, but do you have any more money around here?
No, I don't, but I could give you all the beans you want.
Beans?
Yes.
You mean baked beans?
Yes, we have baked beans.
Oh, yummy! I just love baked beans.
Hmm?
May I have some?
Yeah, but how could I get them for you? I mean, with my hands up in the air like this.
Oh, put your hands down, silly.
Yeah, but that gun.
I have no gun.
Hmm?
Here, take all your money back.
What is this? You said what it was a stick-up.
Well, I was only pretending.
Huh?
That's just my sales approach.
Sales approach?
Yes. You see, I sell Bisbee's burglar systems.
Bisbee's burglar systems?
Yes.
Yes.
And we've found that the most effective way to sell our service is to go into a place and pretend that it's a stick-up.
I see. Then the man gets frightened and he realizes that he needs a burglar system.
That's it, exactly.
That's very clever.
Oh, yes. Mr. Bisbee figured out that method of selling all by himself.
He did?
And every one of our 500 salesmen use it.
500 salesmen? Why do you need that many?
Oh, we have to have at least 500 because, you see, every week at least 30 of us get shot.
That's pretty good.
You know, you really should have Bisbee's burglar system in here because it works so keen.
It works keen?
Heck yes. Did I say heck?
Yes, you did.
I hope you'll excuse my language, but when I talk about Bisbee's burglar system, I get so enthusiastic. I just lose my head and go to pieces.
You do, Say, tell me, how do Bisbee's burglar systems work?
Well, we have a patented button invented by Mr. Bisbee.
I see.
And if you're ever held up,
yes,
all you've got to do is just step on Mr. Bisbee's button.
Are you sure that Mr. Bisbee wouldn't mind?
Not at all.
Yeah.
You just step on that button, and that sounds off an alarm at the nearest police station, and we guarantee that the police will be here within 20 minutes.
20 minutes? What happens if in the meantime I get shot dead?
Well, in that case, you get full credit for that month's service.
Well, that sounds fair enough. Tell me, how much is the burglar system's cost?
It's $100 a month.
$100 a month? Well, it's $1,200 a year. I'm afraid that's be a little too expensive for me.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. Mr. Bisbee will be so disappointed.
Yes, well, maybe if business picks up and things get a little better.
Fine.
Yes.
Supposing I leave you my card and our literature, and if you change your mind, you can call me.
Why don't you do that?
Oh, mercy, I didn't realize it was so late. I'll have to be scooting along.
You will?
Right now, I'm supposed to be holding up that liquor store down at the corner.
Yes.
Oh, goodness, I am late. Mr. Bisbee expects us to hold up at least 7 places a day.
7 places a day?
Yeah, that's the old slave driver. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye. I give my best regards to Mr. Bisbee.
And his 19 short orders playing I Get a Kick Out of You. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The President's Committee to Aid the Employment of Physically Handicapped Workers urges the continuation of the campaign of information and education with the main objectives of emphasizing to the public and employers that the sole test of employment should be ability and not disability, and the necessity of workers with physical impairments to register with state employment offices. so that their individual skills will be on record and available to prospective employers. Statistics indicate that men and women with physical handicaps are fully efficient in numerous kinds of jobs, including some highly specialized ones. Here is a vast reservoir of skills readily available to employers by calling state employment offices. This year, the goal of employment for disabled workers is about 500,000, of which less than 100,000 are veterans. Training and assistance in obtaining the right job are available to disabled veterans through the Veterans Administration. Further information concerning employment of impaired workers may be obtained from Vice Admiral Ross T. McIntyre, Chairman of the President's Committee, Room 2336, Labor Department, Washington 25, D.C.
Yeah, Betty, that salesman is really frightened me. And I was being relieved when he told me that the holdup was being a big joke, just selling burglar systems, you know.
Well, Parky, you know, there's been 4 holdups in this neighborhood in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah?
Maybe it'd be a good idea for us to put in a burglar system.
I know, but Mr. Bisbee wants $100 a month. At least a burglar holds you up once and he's through, you know. Mr. Bisbee holds you up every 30 days, you see.
Well, I've been going over his literature here, Parky, and there are some very interesting things in it.
There is?
Mm-hmm. See, they've got a composite picture of what the typical hold-up man looks like. Now, just look at him.
Oh, yes.
There's a broad mouth, a receding chin, a broken nose, narrow eyes, small ears, a low forehead, and swarthy complexion.
Yeah, he looks just like a UCLA man, don't he? Just me making a joke, you know. You know, they suggest that we hang that picture up so in case a burglar ever comes in, you could recognize him right away, you see?
Uh-huh.
Say, Betty.
What is it, Parky?
Look, that man standing outside in the street. Let me for to see this picture. Oh, my.
Golly, you're right, Parky. Yes. He certainly looks as though he posed for this picture, doesn't he?
Yeah, if anything, he's tougher looking than this picture. Say, maybe I should call up the police and tell them to come over here and arrest him.
Arrest him?
Yes.
Well, for what? I'll admit he's a tough-looking character, but he hasn't done anything yet.
I know, but...
I mean, you can't call the police just because a man looks like he does.
Betty, if a man looks like he does, we should be able to call somebody.
Oh, forget it, Parky. Maybe he'll just go away.
Say, we better hide all the good silver from that cheap derby crook.
All our good silver?
Yeah, you know all that stuff I took from the Hotel Biltmore.
Calm down, Parky. Now, take it easy. Oh, here comes somebody you can relax with. It's your little lady friend from the sewing circle.
Oh, yes.
Now, you just have a nice talk with her, Parky, and don't worry about that ugly-looking hoodlum outside.
Oh, my. Oh, come right in, lady. Glad to see you.
Thank you.
Yes.
You know, I love to come in this place because it's always so nice and quiet here.
Isn't it, though? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you should have been here this morning, though. We had a little excitement. Man came in here and held me up.
Oh, there's so much of that going around now.
Yes.
Just last night, 2 men held up my poor brother-in-law.
Last night, 2 men held up your brother-in-law?
Oh, they had 2.
Yes.
He was too drunk to stand alone.
And don't be talking about that kind of holdup. I'm talking about shooting.
So am I?
Yes.
He had about 12 shots.
I'm talking about robbers, you know. Oh, my, look, he's still there. He's still there.
Who's still there?
That man standing outside with the pushed-in nose and the little eyes and the preceding chin. You see him there?
Oh, yes. Isn't he good-looking?
Good-looking? Wouldn't want to bump into him in the dark.
When you get to be my age, you won't be so fussy.
I see.
You know, I stopped being particular during the war.
During the war? You must mean the Spanish-American War.
I mean the Civil War.
Oh, I see. Well, you see, this man is be like a criminal, you know. You see?
Oh.
You see this picture in that circular right there? This is supposed to be a dangerous hold-up man, and that fella standing outside, he looks 10 times tougher than that picture. You know, I don't care what Betty Rose says, I think I'm going for to call up the police.
Oh, yes. All of the police are out of town this week.
All of the police are out of town?
Yes, I think they're having a convention or something.
Huh?
I read in the paper that they all went up to a town called Cahoots.
Well, that sure sounds like a good weekend trip. I mean, going from Cahoots to Loggerheads.
Yes.
Look at that man outside. He's making me so nervous. I sure wish what he would go away with me.
Now that you speak of it, he's making me nervous, too.
Yes.
I think I'll go outside and ask him if he won't be a nice man and go away.
Maybe I would love that.
So would I.
Yes.
I just love to have him go away with me to Niagara Falls. Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice.
Well, good day.
Yeah, good day, good day. What a funny little lady she is. I thought it would be any good. I'd give that man outside the railroad fare and tell him to go straight to Cahoots. I don't know. Why does he stand outside my door like that? Why don't he go away? Oh, yes, sir. Pardon you. I didn't see you sitting there. Could I help you?
Yeah, I guess I'll have the special minute steak here with the French fry, potato, sliced tomato, string beans, green salad, apple pie, and coffee, $1.10.
Yes, you want the minute steak?
Yeah, how long does it take to make a minute steak?
About a half an hour.
Half an hour? No, that's too long. What do you got that's ready?
Milk.
No. Give me a ham sandwich.
Yes.
That'll be easier for me to eat anyway with my arm tied up in a sling like this.
Oh, yeah, look at that. You got your arm in a sling. What happened to you? A
couple of fellas held me up last night.
They did? How many shots did you have?
Just one.
Huh?
Lucky thing, the fella shot me in the arm.
You mean somebody really held you up like garbage?
Yeah, yeah. I run a cleaning and dyeing place, and there was a tough guy hanging around my store for about 3 hours.
Yes?
And as soon as it got dark and there was no customers inside, he came in and shot me in the arm and took all my money.
Oh, my. I hope if anybody who's ever holds me up, they shoot me in the head because I need my arms to make a living, you know. Where is your store, mister?
Right down the street here. Oh. Been a lot of holdups around this section lately.
Yeah, I heard about it. Tell you the truth, I've been frightened to death all afternoon. I mean, look at that man standing outside.
Uh-oh. That looks almost exactly like the fellow that held me up.
Huh?
Only this guy outside here is bigger.
He's bigger?
Yeah, and he's tougher looking, too.
He is, huh? Well, that's the way it is with me. Anything whatever happens to me is always the biggest and the best, you know? Oh, my. You're making me so nervous just standing there.
Yeah, that's the way they work.
Yeah.
He's casing the joint.
Yes, he's casing the joint?
Yeah.
Would you mind to explain that to me, casing the joint? You see, I don't go to very many Humphrey Bogart pictures. What is it?
Casing the joint.
Yes.
That means he's looking over the place.
Uh-huh.
He's spotting all the exits and entrances, and he's probably waiting until you're all alone in here before he comes in to get you.
He is, huh? Oh, my.
Well, guess I'll be leaving.
Wait a minute. Must you go?
Yeah. How much owe you?
Look, mister, I just decided to run a contest here for the slowest eater.
Huh?
Here are the rules. I give you a piece of pie free, and you're supposed to eat it slow, and the one who eats it the slowest gets a big prize. Sit down.
No. I really got to get back to my
own
store.
Don't go, mister. Please, don't leave me alone. I'm frightened to death. You watch so soon as you leave. The tough guy's going for the kind of help me.
Well, look, if you're so afraid, why don't you call the police and have him arrested?
I wanted for to do that, but Betty Rhodes, my bookkeeper, you know, she told me that the police couldn't arrest him because he don't do nothing.
He don't have to do nothing. They could arrest him for vagrancy.
Good, huh?
Sure.
Then I'm going for to call the police right now. I'm really worried to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
Say, by the way, if anything does happen to you,
yes,
call Dr. M.R. Morton. I can recommend him very highly.
Dr. M.R. Morton?
Yeah, he's the guy who took care of me.
Yeah.
He's a whiz at removing bullets.
He is, huh?
Yeah. Well, so long.
Yeah, so long, yeah. I don't want for to give Dr. Morton none of my business. Betty.
Yes, what is it, Parky?
Look, a man, he was just in here. He told me for to call up the police, and they would come over here and arrest that man while he's standing outside.
Arrest him?
Yes.
But what are they going to arrest him for, Parky?
For fragrancy, that's for all. I'm going for to call the police right now. Hand me that phone.
Long as stars
long after tonight,
our lovely recording star, singing her latest Victor release, Long After Tonight. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. The week of April 11th to 17th marks the 71st anniversary of public health nursing in the United States. The objectives of Public Health Nursing Week are, one, to promote understanding of public health nursing as a service for everybody. Two, to encourage the development of public health nursing services in communities without such facilities. And three, to recruit at least 7,000 additional public health nurses urgently needed for rapidly expanding public health programs. It is interesting to note that there are approximately 21,500 public health nurses in the United States, Hawaii, Alaska, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. These nurses serve 4 million families in a year, or 1 out of every 9 families in the United States, giving approximately 42 million hours of nursing service. All public health nurses are registered graduate nurses, usually with special postgraduate education in public health work. I know that each of you is aware of the vital importance of expanding and facilitating this great service, and we urge you to make every effort in assisting the public health nursing service attain its current goal.
What did the police say, Parkey?
They told me I was right, Betty. They could arrest that man on suspicion. So don't be taking no chances either, you know. I mean, since they had all these hold-ups in this section, they said they got a lot of plainclothesmen walking around here, you know. As soon as they can get in touch with one, they're going to have them stop in here.
Well, here comes somebody now, Parkey.
Plainclothesman?
No, it's a fancy clothesman. It's that friend of yours, Orville Shaw.
Oh, my, that's Faker, yes.
Well, my old friend, Mr. Parkey Cankis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, I had nothing to do this afternoon. I'd gonna come in and spend the rest of the day with you.
Well, Mr. Sharp, I'm very glad that you came in, especially today.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh, my, I've been nervous, you know. Yeah. I've been expecting the police over here any minute.
See the police?
Yes.
Well, I'll see you later.
No.
No, I just remembered I gotta be someplace else right away.
Just a minute, Mr. Sharp. What? Don't run away. Why are you always so afraid of the police?
Well, I'm just allergic to them, that's all.
You're allergic to them?
Uh-huh.
You mean a policeman makes you sneeze?
Yes, sir. Every time I see a cop, I got a blow.
I see. Well, look, Mr. Sharp, if you would only go out and get yourself a job, maybe the police who's done would be after you.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I got a job. I'm working steady now.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm a hoopser in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
You're a hoopser in a parking lot?
Yeah.
What is a hoop, sir, in a parking lot?
What's that? We see when the people are parking their cars,
yes.
I stand behind them,
yes.
And just before they hit something, I say, whoops.
Well, that's a pretty good job,
yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. I love that job, parking cars. Oh, it's so much fun.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Where else can you bend up fenders legally?
Never thought about that. How much do they pay you for that job?
They pay me?
Yes.
They don't pay me nothing. I got to pay them.
Huh?
$10 a week for the concession. Yeah.
For the concession?
Sure.
What kind of concession do you got?
I got the glove compartment privileges.
You got the glove compartment privileges?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know, brother, going through them glove compartments,
yes.
You can win all kinds of good stuff.
You can win all kinds of good stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure, like cameras, flashlights, sunglasses.
Yes.
Last week, some dirty rat double-crossed me.
It.
You know what he had the nerve to leave in that glove compartment?
What?
Pair of gloves.
You should report him.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, incidentally, what's the idea of having a police come over here?
Well, you see that tough guy standing outside? He's going for to hold me up. You see that?
Oh. You mean that guy out there?
Yes.
He can't hold you up.
He can't why?
This ain't his territory.
This ain't his territory?
No. Oh, and better if this guy holds you up, they can make plenty of trouble for him.
Oh, the police?
Yeah. No, the union.
The union?
You know, it's too bad my friend Trigger Finger Sam ain't holding me up.
Yes.
Yeah, I know him very well. I could put in a good word for you.
You could,
yeah. Get him to go easy on you, see?
Yes.
I mean, when he holds you up, instead of using a gun,
yes,
get him to hit you over the head with a pipe or something.
That would be awful nice if he would do that. Say, look, maybe what you could go outside and put in a good word with that fella for me.
Oh, not me, no. I wouldn't want to have nothing to do with no ugly mug like him.
Oh, please, go and speak to him, Mr. Sheldon.
Oh, no, sir, I don't want him. You can have him. He's too tough for me.
He is,
yes? Who's Mr. Parker Carcass around
That's
here?
That's me, that's I am.
I'm Sergeant Harris from Homicide.
From Homicide? Is that near Cahoots?
Is this man a suspect you phoned us about?
Oh, no, not me, officer. I didn't do nothing. You see, no matter what it is, I didn't do it, and I got a perfect alibi.
Alibi?
Yeah, bye-bye, Mr. Parker Carcass.
Bye-bye, Mr. Sharp, yes.
Parker, I came in through the back door because I didn't want anyone to see me.
No.
You called the station and said there was a suspicious character lurking outside your premises.
Yes, officer. He stands out in the front. They're walking up back and forth, you see. He's the toughest, the most ugly-looking guy what I've never seen in my whole life. But thank heavens what you're here now. At least I feel safe now, you know. You know, I was really frightened. I really was. Look, there he is right now. You see him? Tell the truth. Did you ever see such a perfect-looking criminal as him?
Criminal?
Yes.
That's the chief of police.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of funmakers. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. Mutual Broadcasting System.